السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful جمعة مبارك, beautiful day. Allah Ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. الله جل وعلا accept all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan, brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Zulqa'adah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, this Jumu'ah, this Friday, Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Friday, Jumu'ah, we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses number 10 and 11. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a lesson. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives honor to whomsoever He wishes, and He disgraces whomsoever He wishes. Just look at South Africa, a realignment in your politics, and how disgraced the people are. And imagine the Maulvis and the Sheikhs and Imam who are supporting the wrong horse and betting on the wrong horse. How humiliated they are. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 26. And you see Trump. I told you the other day, both donkeys, Biden donkey, Joe genocide donkey, and then you have Trump, that with his stormy rifle, you see. So now we got a new name for Donald, you see, Trump, the stormy rifle. So that is the humiliated disgrace in the whole world. And that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us in today's lesson. Chapter number 35, verse number 10 and 11. Man kana yuridu al-izza, whosoever wants true honor and dignity, so follow the laws, commandments of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Follow and imitate and emulate him, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Verily, all the honor, dignity, everything is vested and they own and possessed all by Almighty Allah alone. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of His special servants, of His Khasane Khuda, Awliyaullah, chapter 10, verses 62, 63, 64, 65, and in 65, chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verse 65, Innal Izzata Lillahi Jami'a. Verily, honor, dignity belongs only, solely, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah. You can be the president of America, you can be the Prime Minister, President of South Africa, and Allah will humiliate and disgrace you whenever He wishes and whenever He decrees. And today our Muslims should take great lesson from this. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Today people think, go boot licking here, go boot looking there, and go and curry favor with this person, this party, this organization. So what do those people think? thank who are bootlicking and currying favor with him or her for that matter. For innal izzata lillahi jami'a, that those people can never give you honor and dignity. That is a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Allah says that is for people who are munafiqeen. They do that. Bashiril munafiqeen bi anna lahum azaban alima. Give the news to the people who are hypocrites that for them is a painful, terrible punishment. What do they do in front? Allah says, ayyabtaghuna indamul izza. They go to people, organizations, bootlick upon them, violate the sharia to curry favor with those people. Fa innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Chapter number 4, verses 138-139, and you can see so many verses Allah speaks of this. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. So remember, it goes to Almighty Allah. كَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ طَيِّبُ. So remember, كَلِم, كَلِم is the plural of كَلِمَة. And kalima, one kalim, the plural. So the good, good words, the zikrullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Whatever zikr you make, so those will be raised and taken to Almighty Allah, jalla wala, well, meaning accepted by Almighty Allah. Wal amalu salih, and the righteous deeds. Not only on a Friday, or in Ramadan, or in Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, or Muharram, nay, day and night, the continuity, and it must be consistent. Consistency is the key. Yarfa'uh, it raised, is taken up, meaning a sign of acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Walladhina, and those people, yamkuruna sayyat, who are currently, who will in future, plotting, planning, scheming, a sayyat, yamkurun a sayyat. The evil, the vices, Zionism, capitalism, democracy, and Satanism, and all these isms, and democracy, and secularism, all these are satanic systems, taghut system, Quran calls it. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, whosoever rejects the taghut system. But we all are caught up in the trap. If you put million Muslims today, who doesn't have an account in the bank and so forth? So remember that the time will go and we'll be caught up in all these vicious, vicious circles. But we must try our level best to stay away from all these haram things. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, those people who are plotting, planning and scheming these evil actions, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And the Juttas and Americans are experiencing it already. How Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating, disgracing them in the whole wide world. And that is what وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. They are the super terrorists and the biggest terrorists on earth, the Juttas, the Jews, the Israelis and Zionists and the Americans supporting them. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ وَيَبُورُ, and the plotting, planning of these people, that is what will perish. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا, and remember that your business, تِجَارَةَ الْلَنْتَبُورُ, will never ever flourish. It will always perish. So you can be helping Ukraine, you can be helping the Jutlas wherever you want to, you can be helping Taiwan. Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating you, disgracing you. Almighty Allah reminds human being of his or her origin. Today we want to be so proud and arrogant because we have wealth, we have power, we have knowledge, we have some influence. Allah says, remember your origin and your beginnings, your humble origin. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ, and He Almighty Allah alone created you, O human being, from that sand and dust. That refers to our spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So all of us are the children and progeny of Adam and Adam alayhi salam. Ya Bani Adam, various places, several places in the Quran. So therefore Allah says خَلَقَكُمْ. So me and you, how are we created? So all Almighty Allah speaks of the children and progeny of Adam. Summa min nutfatin. Our father, mother, remember they met up and they were intimate and so forth. And then our beloved mother conceived. She went through the period of gestation, pregnancy, gave birth to us. And that is what Islam promotes and teaches. But today's world, you see, oh Stormy, and you see him, oh Donald Duck, and you see Clinton and Monica and all these haramis, you understood? For them is normal. So they say they're not electing a pope, they're electing a who? A president. That's what they told me. Thumma min nutfatin, so from the semen and sperm. Thumma ja'alakum azwaja, then Almighty Allah made pairs for you. Allah made pairs for you. The natural system, the system of fitra, Adam and Eve, he and she. So not Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve, the lesbian and the gay. So these people must be shot to death in Islam. There's no place for them in Islam. So whether the kuffar like it or not, and therefore we say all their systems are kufr. Remember that. So we should be very clear on these issues here. Almighty Allah speaks of you, my mother, my sister, chapter 13, verse number 8. Allahu ya'alamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. Allah Jalla wala exclusively knows what you are carrying, boy, girl, twins, triplets, quadruplets, whatever it is. All the contraction, expansion taking place there in the womb of the mother, who knows that? Go ask any gynecologist, any professor, doctor, scientist, how many hair on that baby, what color eyes, what color this, what color that, nobody can tell you that conclusively. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَىٰ. So whenever a lady, remember, she is now carrying her baby, the fetus, وَلَا تَضَعُ, and whenever she's going to give birth, إِلَّا بِإِلْمِ, it only happens with his knowledge. So her conception and conceiving also is with the knowledge of Allah. Her giving birth is also with the knowledge of Almighty Allah. Nothing happens without the decree of Almighty Allah. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرُ, and how so long Allah gives you your life, 80, 90, 100, 120 years, whatever it might be. So what did Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the masterpiece be upon him? Man khairun nas, who is the best of people, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. People who have a long, long life, and they carry out good deeds, so they're the best people. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرُ وَلَا يُنْقَسُ مِنْ أُمُرِهِ. And some people only live for 15 years, 20 years, 2 years, 1 year, 5 years, 2 days, whatever. So وَلَا يُنْقَسُ مِنْ أُمُرِهِ. People who have a very short lifespan. إِلَّا فِي كِتَاب. Everything is recorded and already ordained in the book. Which book? بَلْهُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. So remember, in Lawh-e Mahfuz, in the Kitab-e Mahfuz, so that is the sacred tablet, everybody, everything's destiny is written there. And for Almighty Allah, everything is easy. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. Verily, for Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, everything is easy. Nothing is difficult for Allah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadeer. Verily, He, Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, has power over everybody, everything. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us give you today's news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Very interesting day today, I must say that. 22nd of Zulhijjah, 22nd of Zulqa'dah, 1445. Your Eid, people are sending me so many questions. When is Eid? Eid will be inshallah, on the 17th of June, Eid al-Adha, Monday, public holiday. You know, South Africa, yesterday, public holiday, 16th June, public holiday, but it's a Sunday, so Monday will also be a holiday, so inshallah. Allahul Aziz. So 22nd Zulqada, 1445, GG, Gaza genocide, day number 238 today. We're going for 8 months. Alhamdulillah, Hamas giving them a good threshing. All eyes are on Rafah. Is Rafah with a ha in the end. Learn to pronounce the words properly. Gaza al-Mubarakah. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 2 soldiers, jutlas, and sent to death, and others are in transit. Remember that. 7, 8 of them seriously injured. So they also will join their brethren straight in hell, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So then the Haaretz newspaper says, BB, Netanyahu and Gantz have defeated Israel. Meaning they brought such shame and disgrace to Israel globally, internationally. And the Haaretz wrote that now the Israeli soldiers have taken possession of the corridor, the Philadelphia corridor, as they call it there, between Egypt and Rafah. So Egyptians supposed to run that, but they just took it over. So now there's rows and ructions and tension between Egypt and Israel as well. But you know what the Haaretz wrote? This may be the escape route for the Israeli Defense Force. They fed up. They can't fight anymore and they're losing. And remember, they're not telling the true figures of how many of their army have been sent to hell, how many are injured, how many are gone crazy, and they cannot think straight and so forth. They say that they are fighting ghosts, that are malaika and angels coming down to Gaza al-Mubarakah and Rafah. Israel shot down an Israeli plane. They thought it is Hezbollah's plane and they shot it to smotherings. You know what's the price of that one plane? $8.5 million. I sent it to you yesterday. The news is breaking from Gaza. Over 300 ulama were martyred by Israel, and hundreds and thousands of hufaz, people who have mihearted the Quran Sharif. More than 500 masajid and mosques demolished by these terrorists. Remember, the jutlas, the Zionists, are the biggest terrorists, and their father, Uncle Sam, or must I say, Uncle Bibi, Uncle B, see he, you know, this guy, yeah, Joe Genesis. You see, so Biden, so let's call him Uncle Biden, the genocide uncle. So he's supplying all the arms and ammunition, and Donald, Stormy Donald, with his rifle. So remember that they supply all these arms and ammunition to murder our ulama, to murder our babies, and to martyr our mujahideen and so forth. So Benny Gantz has already made an early proposal and said to the president that we want early elections and this Bibi's rule must come to an end. He just brought disaster and disaster. And that is what the families are saying. And yesterday I sent out to you one hostage, what he says. He says he's speaking there in Hebrew and the subtitles are there in English. He says Netanyahu does not want to release us. He wants us dead so that he can prolong his power and so forth, but we want to come home and you need to kick him out. This is a wonderful news. I told you Putin is a big harami, but we need haramis like this, you see. So Putin has sent some Russians inside, and the Russian snipers are there, a few of them, with their guns blazing. So now the Americans and the Israelis and the 65 other countries fighting Russia to a certain extent and fighting Hamas and so forth and so on, and Jihad Islami, and they're wiping them out. They're wiping out the Israeli army in many places. Don't believe what you see in the Western press. Remember, they are scared to death, this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. South Africa, what can we tell you? Didn't I tell you? You must listen to what I tell you, inshallah. JZ, we're going to make him Sulman. We're going to make him Muslim, inshallah. What you say, Zuma? I want a private meeting with you. No cameras, no press, no nothing. We talk Islam. I don't want to talk your politics. But your people, they love you, Jacob. Remember, I must tell you that. So your trajectory is this. No party will get 50% or more. So everybody will have to go into coalition. And those are what they're saying. Those projected figures. So ANC plus minus 41, 42, 44%, less than 45, and day DA will be around 24, 25 maximum, and then third party is MK, that's Zuma's party. Now you got Trump on one side, so if Trump becomes president, he can't vote for himself because he's a convicted criminal. And here we got, this guy, JZ, you see, so JZ can't go to parliament, but he can become president, but he can become the premier of Natal, so you know, that's how crazy things are. So remember there, JZ, I want to have a meeting with you one-to-one, no media, no nothing, no snaps, no nothing. Agenda to make you Sulman. I gave you your name already. Yaqub Jumu'ah. And today is Jumu'ah. What you say, JZ? So me, I like you because you harm the ANC and you harm, you must remember, the DA. Anybody harms the interest of America and Israel is our friend and we his friend. Anybody harms the interest of ANC and DA, we his friend. Let me be clear on these issues. So therefore, Zuma and his party, MK, this is expect about 15-18%. That's a hell of a lot of people, millions of people, and Natal is his. That's taken for granted. ANC, you're going to lose Cape, you're going to lose Natal, and if you lose Gauteng, Johannesburg, finish. Write the obituary of the ANC. They left for 30 years and they stole and they corrupted and so forth. Already load shedding started yesterday some places. Let's go see what's happening here nearby us in your Eldorado Park and Nancy Field and so many other places, and what is going on there. So everywhere coalitions will come. So Zuma is an old chess player. So he will say, IFP, you want to come? Figalapa, join me. He will speak to Malema and say, this is what we do. I got no coalition with ANC. I got no coalition with DA. So that is what Zuma is going to do. You brothers, sisters, children in Natal, you're getting a new premier. And it won't be from ANC and DA, remember. One brother from Stenga, Kwadu Guza, sent me, he said there were 30 seats there. Zuma's party took more than 20%, more than 20 or something. And then the DA took, and ANC took one seat only in Kwadu Guza. Yesterday the brother sent it. You can see your landscape is changing. So an entire generation is at risk today in Sudan. The children are being malnourished, dying of starvation. Very sad story. But the world is such, when whiteys are dying, then it becomes a big issue. When non-whites, then it is second class, third class, fourth class citizens. Remember that. Biden says he's going to send arms to Ukraine because they must be able to take on Russia, the second biggest city after Kiev, Kharkiv. So we're learning about Ukraine, remember, it's about to fall, and now America will fall, Ukraine will fall, and Israel must fall, and all those Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads will fall. Iran using proxies to fight in Sweden against the dissidents, anybody against the Iranian, they're not Muslims, the Shias, so they look for the Iranians there and they shoot them dead, and the Iran government doesn't get involved because they use proxies there. Brazil withdraws their ambassador from Israel. I wrote it down yesterday, but I didn't read it somehow. Slovenia is to recognize Palestinian state as an independent state. Musk and Trump are busy with secret talks. Trump says, I will be the president in November. That's what Trump is blowing his trumpet again. But now Trump guilty on all 34 charges. Can you believe that? How she must be laughing. Stormy. So Stormy Daniels, the prostitute high class, you understood, on July the 11th, then sentencing is expected. But you know America, he is going to appeal and so forth. Snow expected here in Gauteng. So better take out your big jazz and your overcoat and your blankets and all that. You might be wondering that why this Arab regime, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, all these haramis, murtads, cannot go and fight and go help Palestine. Allah spoke of them. وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِثَبِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّتَهُمْ وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a general announcement, every male who's able, capable, that you must be ready to go for the battle of Tabuk. Tabuk, I went to Tabuk by plane 1.5 hours. And remember, Allah says the hypocrites did not come. Allah hated them to come. Allah said, you stay behind. Waqilat udum al-qa'idin. So this is the message to you, MBS and MBZ, and you kings and you the Pharaoh. Allah hates you and you are disgraced and humiliated. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 46. Dubai got big adverts there written. Can you imagine? Plan your trip to Israel. That is advertised in Dubai. Shame on you, you murtads, haramis, ghaddar. They know, they got me taped, remember that. Saudis removed Palestine from many maps in Saudi Arabia. You call them Muslims. You call them Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. The Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Today's khutbah will be rendered by him in Makkah, Abdullah Juhani. You watch, he will take the king's name and the crown prince's name. They're scholars for dollars, these people. So, and aid to Gaza has decreased by 67%. Instead of increasing, it's decreasing. And the next one, Yemen, you're doing a great work. But remember last night, as I speak to you, America and Britain, the poodle, they attack Hudaydah. Hudaydah is there in Yemen. Yemenis say they brought down, remember, so many of the drones of America, and they're striking the ships there. Well done to you, Yemenis. 8 people kicked out. Listen to you, you South Africans. You know what is apartheid. You think America is good? Listen to the story. I flew on this airline, so we know what we're talking on. There is an airline, it's called American Airlines. So now it's flying from Phoenix, Arizona to New York, right? So that's Maryland. From Phoenix, Arizona to New York, Maryland. And now 8 people, all black. So then the steward was said that one person complained, there's a terrible odor coming from the black people, he must be removed. Lo and behold, they took every black person out of the plane. And they said no. And the pilot announced it that we delayed, sorry, because there was odor in the plane. If I'm there, you 8 brothers, 8 sisters, whatever you are, I don't have all the figures, but I know it's 8. So you should take that pilot, you should take American Airlines, you should take that steward and sue them for billions and run your story in every media. This is your America, one of the biggest racist countries and apartheid countries, just like Israel. They will treat you as second, third class. When they see an African black and so forth, they will shoot first and then they will ask. That is your America, remember this. Who is paying for Trump and his lawyers? Is $1 million per day, if you know how America works. Who's paying? MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan Harami, pays for that. I will send it out today on all the groups and so forth. Botswana, one lady said she went to Bangladesh and Allah alone knows what happened, and it seems she was carrying drugs or diamonds or what and what and what. So they found her guilty, and remember, they sentenced her to death in Bangladesh, and she took a plane from South Africa, Qatar Airlines. So that's a very big story. Our program today will be, inshallah, from 8:30 to 9, Mufti Aku with Mohazahid. 11:20, we will join Makkah, South African time, Makkah Mukarrama. The khutbah day in Makkah will be Sheikh Abdullah Juhani, and then in Medina will be Sheikh Budair. We will take Makkah. I will be there in Crown Street, Crown Road, whatever it is, in Fordsburg. 12:20 South African time is Azan. 12:30 the lecture will continue. So we will be there today, inshallah al-Aziz, and make dua for our beloved country, South Africa. Trump, you got no shame, remember that. And MBS, you got no shame. Biden got no shame. All of them humiliated. We end with this Quranic verse, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. Wamei 1:8. Chapter 22, verse 18. Wamei yuhinillahu fama lahu min mukrim. Whosoever Allah humiliates, there's none to give them honor. You Americanos, you Yankees, if you got any shame, and you Muslims, leave these Republicans, leave the Democrats, vote for him, you understand, Kennedy Jr. Not that he's a very good guy, but he's better than these haramis and so forth, remember that. And you in Britain, leave the Conservatives and the Labour and vote for him, GG, George Galloway. That is my advice to you. Wallahu a'lam. 15 minutes left, Muhasalim Kareem. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, this question is from a revert. someone described Nabi Adam alayhi salam as having done a sin. I understood it to be a mistake. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
Remember one day I was here in Lens, I will not mention the masjid. One person, one Molvi, he said, Allah forbid that Anbiya, prophets and that commit sin. I was so upset. So I told him and his ustad and them that this is, if you can fear kufr for such a person, you know, that when you start saying prophets and messengers commit sin and so forth. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam, because the question is for Nabi Adam, Allah Jalla wala who states in the Noble Quran, فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. He forgot about the prohibition and we did not find that he made an intention to commit this mistake. Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 115. We as Muslims, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe all Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'soom, protected by divine protection. Yes, they can make a mistake. Nabi alayhi salam made mistake in Salat. So yes, there can be an error in judgment and so forth. That does not constitute a sin. To use the word that Nabi Adam alayhi salam committed a sin, or Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam committed sin, naqsha alayhi al-kufr. If the person said so deliberately, intentionally, then we fear he might be going out of the fold of Islam. And if the person is jahil, ignorant, he must make tawbah and so forth. Then remember that never did any prophet messenger commit a sin. Yes, they made mistakes. Mistake is something else and sin is something else. You want to know of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the details are mentioned in chapter 20 and verses 115 right up to verse 123. Go read it and you will see there the word is mentioned. Fanasiya, he forgot. Walam najid lahu azma. So therefore, he did it forgetfully, not intentionally, hence no sin.
Mufti Sahib, just want to know the status of a husband who sold his wife's mahar jewels, promised to repay for it, but never did.
Almighty Allah Jalla wala speaks of this in the Noble Quran, chapter 4, verses 20, 21, 22. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. You gave your wife so much mahar, thousands and thousands and millions and millions. You know, in the Arab countries, it goes in the millions sometimes. Then you cannot take back anything from her, absolutely. Haram. Are you taking it and you say no, it's a loan and so forth? You slandering her. Wa ithma mubina, it's a major sin. Wa kayfa ta'khudunahu ala sabili ta'ajjub. Allah Ta'ala is saying it's amazing that you take it from her. Wa qad afda ba'dukum ba'dan. So you are the one that you deflowered her and so forth and so on. Absolutely haram. Is compulsory upon your husband. You must return that money. You gave a Kruger coin, 30,000, 20,000 rand, so that immediately you have to give it back to her in cash or kind. And if you got any common sense, although common sense is no more common, you should give her another gift also. She doesn't demand it, but tell her, this is my apology, darling, poppy, sweetheart, honey, take this mahar, and this I'm giving as a gift. When you took that mahar, that as a loan, the mahar, the marital gift, and thereafter you delay and so forth, I give you two ahadis, one in Bukhari, one in Mishkat Sharif. First one in Bukhari Sharif. Al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qayhi. You gave your wife the mahar, then you take it from her, then you don't want to pay back. You like the dog who vomits and then goes and lick the vomit. That's what you are doing, husband. These are the words of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari Sharif. You have the means to pay her back and give her back, and you still make talmatol, delay, procrastination. Urdu, they say talmatol. Hadi in Arabic, matalul ghaniyi zulmun. That you're delaying is zulm. You're an oppressor, you're a transgressor, you're a tyrant. Absolutely haram. Pay her back immediately today, brother, if you know what is good for you.
Mufti Sahib, by mistake, I use interest money to buy my groceries. Must I give the equivalent amount away in cash or make my and make my groceries halal.
Yes, you spend 1,000 rand from interest money on your groceries and so forth, so take 1,000 rand and give it to the poor Muslims and so forth. Even poor non-Muslims is fine, but better to the Muslims and so forth, and that will then contrast what you did. But remember, for a Muslim to take interest, give interest, to keep interest, all that is haram. We have accounts in banks and so forth, so sometimes they don't allow you, like the account we have, interest free and so forth for business people and the corporate world. So you have the interest in your possession, but it is not in your ownership. So you must then get rid of it immediately. Wajibut tasadduq is called. Give it to poor people and so forth, or use it for your taxes and so forth and so on. So that is, you know, the governments, how they tax us left, right and center. So use it for all that. Al khabithatu lil khabithin. So remember, one impure, you use another impure to offset the first impure. So all that acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, if my sheep gives birth on the day of Eid, do I still slaughter it the same day, or do I wait for the last day of Eid? And what happens to its babies? So they belong to me as well.
Yes, remember this happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a dhabhul janin, so you call that, so when you slaughter, sacrifice the mother, and then she gave birth, you understand, to the baby, you sacrifice the baby as well, and you slaughter it, but it's one qurbani, not two. So that is zakatul and zakatul janin. So that's the hadith, open Mishkat Mustad Ahmad. So in a case like that, now you didn't know, so in a case like that, what you do, that you slaughter, sacrifice the mother, and there when the baby is born, then you sacrifice that, you slaughter that as well. So that is what Islam teaches us in that case there.
Mufti Sahib, I grew up in a palace. Now that I'm married to a popo, he can't afford to spoil me the way my parents did. This is not my lifestyle. Can I ask for talaq?
Remember when your pauper came selling pawpaws and told you he'll give you some pawpaws as mahar, then why you accepted it? Why your parents accepted it? Not today he became a pauper and selling pawpaws. So remember the day he proposed to you also. So remember that he was not a millionaire and you were a millionaireess, you were the princess, a spoiled person, a chagli. That's our Maiman word, very nice word, chagli, spoiled brat. You understood. So now remember that, now no sense saying that all this year. You're in a marriage for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and so forth. So tell your parents who gave the blessings that they must help you. So your husband will give you 1,000 rand, they can give you 20,000 rand, 50,000 rand, the lifestyle you're accustomed to. But don't blame the husband, remember that. If the husband came with a smart BM and be my wife and bring my money worth and so forth, you know BMW what it means. Be my wife, bring money worth and so forth, and he came with a smart Merc and so forth, and he deceived you, then he is to blame and you to blame. He is to blame for deception and you to blame for not doing homework. How can you be so naive that you just look at the car and so forth and so forth? This guy is very good for us. So your intention also is tainted and polluted. Is that grounds for divorce? Harsh, awakallah. Nay, never ever. Our job, our function is jorna, naketorna. We must make the home, not break the home. So that's arrogance on your part and your family's part to say you want divorce. No, you stay there quietly and you make dua and lead a life of taqwa and piety. Chapter 65 and verses 2 and 3. You spoke of talaq, so this is in Surah Talaq, chapter 65. Go see verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلَّهُ Raja, when you adopt the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts, fulfill the rights of Allah, fulfill the rights of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in creation, Allah will make a way out for you. Wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you have not anticipated and expected. No talaq, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I have been listening to your show over the years. You say women not allowed to do anything. So do you do your wife shopping for her as well?
So you must remember, you see, when you lie, then it becomes a problem. When did I say a woman cannot do anything? I said a woman cannot go to university, she can't go to college, she can't go to this high school and all that. Because remember, it is not places of learning there, it's a toxic environment. It is a place where your daughter will lose her virginity, or her haya, her shame and modesty. Or you must remember, she will lose, you must remember, her Islam. And don't tell me it's not happening. So ask me, we are every day in contact with people and so forth and so on. Just in this week here, one person told me his daughter, you must remember, went to university and she's not prepared to come home also. And now he's crying, he say he want to do things Islamically and so forth and so on. Who's fooling who? So remember, you must not go and put words in our mouth and so forth. We say you want your daughter to study and so forth. Study via correspondence. So my wife, she never went to school, high school and all these kind of things, but she typed over 100,000 fatwas. You see, that is what my wife is doing. So she helps me in our journey, you must remember that. So you must remember, yesterday she told me, you can't wear the shoes, you must wear the shoe. I said, Alhamdulillah. So that is what the wife's job is. She must, when we were young, our wives, our mothers, they grew us up. And they looked after us. When we married, our wife too. When we go shopping, I go shopping most of the time alone. And sometimes I'll take her with. So once in a while you take your wife, it's no problem. So you must remember that. So now today I'm going to wear Forsberg, she don't come with. Next week I'm going Free State, she don't come with. So sometimes then after that we come into Durban, she'll come with. So it's no problem. The problem comes when you put your daughter, you put your ladies in a compromising situation. You send her to a brothel and you tell me that we must justify that. No sir, we can't do that. It's an absolute shame when you bootlicking. You are bootlicking the ANC. Where's the ANC? Start writing the obituary of ANC. You were bootlicking, you must remember, the politicians and so forth. So what happened? So remember, I never voted for them in my life. ANC, DAEFF, we're very happy about that. You all are bootlickers. That's the truth of the matter, most of you.
Mufti Sahib, we are unhappy about the DA winning in Cape Town. Please make dua for us.
What you expect when you have people putting halal logos on haram chicken? You must remember that. All this chicken industry and halal industry is a big joke. It's scholars for dollars, and they say, Viva, Viva, ANC, and this, that. Then they want to become ambassadors. Then they want to become, you understand, politicians. These are not sheikhs and imams. You can't even read salat behind them. That is my fatwa. You must remember that. All these characters who close the masjid, and they can't even say Shias are kuffar. They pose with the Shias. So how you can read salat behind such people? Immoral people. That one character there in Polokwane said to go listen to the politician is first. Can you believe such nonsensical statement? You must remember, these are bootlickers, scholars for dollars. So what you expect? But Allah is justice. ANC, bye bye Cape Town. ANC, bye bye Durban, Natal. The only thing you have to watch now is Johannesburg, Pretoria, where it's going. If it goes out of ANC, it's curtains, finish. You can close ANC. You must remember, start writing the obituary, because they were there for their own pockets. Allah gives everybody a chance. That is the truth, remember that. All this Saudi Arabia, Emirates, whole lot going to fall. I'm alive tomorrow, today, tomorrow I'm gone. You watch my words. Whole lot going to fall with their kingdoms and their wealth and whole lot, because your priorities are wrong in life. You must take Islam forward. Not take your family and your organization forward. Allah will disgrace you. Where's MBS? Where's MBZ? They're all bootlickers of Israel, America. And our guys here, the Maulanas and the Sheikhs and Imam, I don't say all, but many of them, you know who I'm speaking about. So they were in bed with the apartheid regime, where the whites were running. Now they were in bed, you must remember, with the ANC. Zuma's party win. They will say, Jacob, we love you, Jacob. Hey Zuma, you're a good guy. So what you playing with the deen, and who you fooling and so forth? That is the reality.
Mufti Sahib, my sister does not practice but has not said she's not Muslim. What is the criteria for deciding whether someone is Muslim for the purpose of inheritance?
Remember that if your sister was born a Muslim or she embraced Islam And thereafter she did not utter any word of kufr or blasphemy, or she did not go to any church or temple, her action, or she did not marry any non-Muslim person, a Jew, Christian, Hindu, whoever, and so forth. And so it means openly she didn't do any act of kufr or blasphemy, or she didn't say anything of blasphemy. Maybe she's not reading salat, maybe she's not fasting, and so forth. But that does not render her automatically as a non-Muslim. We must have some concrete evidence to say that she is a non-Muslim. Then she will not inherit. And if you're not sure, then just take some Maulana, some Sheikh, whoever there, and let him speak to you, her, in the brother's presence, and so forth and so on. And then you will then ascertain whether she's Muslimah or not. Inshallah, today finish now. Let me just make the announcements. My brother Dawood Munli will be there in Reservoir Hills. So all you brothers, sisters who want your decoders, radios tuned up, contact Dawood Munli, 063-403-2743, Reservoir Hills. Dawood Munli will be there. Those of you who want to go to the studio, Westwood Mall, that's the name, Westwood Mall, and there in Westwell, that behind it, 2 Grace Avenue, our studios are there. Brother Bilal will be there, inshallah, 082-099-0023. Jazakallah khairan, Mawsaleem, Barakallah fiqh, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.